Welcome to NPD Soundbites from ANPD, the Association for Nursing Professional Development. This is the NPD Forecast. Your hosts, Jen Bodine and Jillian Russell, are nursing professional development specialists with years of dynamic NPD experience. Jen and Jill round out ANPD's Nursing Professional Development Practice Team and are your personal environmental scanning forecasters. This podcast series features topics that are relevant to the forecasting of future trends for NPD practice and discusses implications that you can apply to your daily practice. Welcome, everyone, to the NPD Forecast. I'm Jillian Russell.
And I'm Jen Bodine.
Joining us today, we have a very special guest, Caroline Bachman, Montana Nurses Association's Professional Development Associate. Caroline has a Bachelor of Science degree in middle grades education from Georgia College and State University. As an undergraduate, she was involved in the Association of Middle Level Education and served on the board of directors for the Georgia Middle School Association, igniting her passion for supporting professional organizations. Caroline joined the Montana Nurses Association team in 2014, and she's been a part of ANPD as a member and facilitator of the Professional Development Associate Program since 2017. Caroline lives in Helena, Montana, surrounded by aspen trees and trails she enjoys all year with her little family in their little tiny house. Caroline, we are thrilled to have you here today. And as a friend and colleague of mine, I'm personally so excited to talk to you about a new resource ANPD has launched called Tech Tools. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So Caroline, I'm a little curious. Can you, I have not worked with you a lot before. Would you mind telling me a little bit more about your role as a PD associate?
Sure. A PD associate is a member of the NPD team who contributes in a substantive way. And what's great about a PD associate role is that it can morph to fit whatever needs your organization or your team has. So some of them may be nurses who are not NPD practitioners, but who are really great supports for the NPD practitioners on the team. Some of them are more focused on technology and delivering education. But overall, what's important about a PD associate is that it's a competency-based role. So the more that you have, the more that PD associates understand the goals and the criteria that we use within the NPD world to deliver quality education, the stronger your team can be, because that person can kind of be let out to spread their wings and help really develop innovative solutions to different projects or different gaps that an NPD team has identified.
So Caroline, I know that I've had the pleasure to work with PD associates in different capacities and roles over the course of my own NPD career. And it has been so exciting to work alongside you and learn from you and all of your expertise, specifically with ANPD and developing resources for the PD associate. And we've had the opportunity to present together, facilitate a pre-con workshop at the annual ANPD convention now twice. And one thing that I've seen that we definitely share in common is a passion for creativity and innovation, efficient tools that can really make our jobs easier, but it's the part, it's that seamless transition and integration of innovation and creativity to make things flow in a way that just supports your passion. So I really appreciate the bond that we've shared from the beginning in this space of creativity and innovation. And I'm thrilled to have you here on this podcast and have some more conversation about tech tools. Now, one thing from an ANPD perspective that I've had the opportunity to preview is our evaluation feedback. And something that we identified a really rich need for ourselves, and regardless of COVID, but it's certainly been magnified by that, is having a foundational resource for a preview of tech tools or what's even out there. What are the options? What are good things for me and my team to consider to make our lives easier and to promote those efficiencies and spark that creativity? So, Caroline, tell us how you and your role with M&A identified a similar need leading to the creation of tech tools for nursing continuing professional development.
That's a great question. There's lots of answers to it. But starting with the mutual gratitude that I have, certainly, of getting to know you and learning from a lot of the conversations we've had over the years, what we learned through all kinds of conversations inside of the M&A world and outside of the M&A world with colleagues all over the country was that ultimately streamlining is a great need in NPD practice. I think as it's developed as a specialty area, a lot of things have been thrown at these practitioners over the years. So they've just been in a constant state of adaptation. And that's been, it shows that it's the coolest, most resilient group of practitioners there is. However, what it does is lead to these really piecemealed systems. And we've heard a lot about how those piecemeals are now getting in the way of strategy and impacting the ability that they have to actually serve their true purpose, which is improving practice. So there's already been this gradual shift to more online learning opportunities in the past few years. We've seen it in AMPD and everywhere, really. But of course, then it was exacerbated by that COVID-19. So that really very, very quickly made it so that we had to adapt to these different ways of facilitating learning. And what we learned is that a lot of NPD practitioners are really comfortable in that live setting, but less comfortable in the virtual context. And from a strictly observational perspective, what I had seen was this instinct to sort of make virtual learning experiences fit the mold of live learning experiences. So kind of trying to retrofit these programs instead of just looking at them with clear eyes and trying to come in with, like, starting from the very beginning of that needs assessment process and saying, okay, what's our gap and what do we have at our disposal to close this gap? So coming at it from that perspective, I really wanted to make sure that NPD practitioners had the tools in front of them to be able to not feel like they were trying to adapt their program, but they were trying to address their gaps using what they had in a toolkit. So that was something that we had seen, was just people didn't quite know how to educate virtually, where to start, what to do.
Caroline, I have to ask, who can you give us an idea of who the NPD practitioners are that you work with at M&A, just to give us some background and context to who these individuals are that have the need?
Oh, that's a great question. We work with practitioners from all over. So we have NPD practitioners that we support all the way from Florida to Alaska. We work directly with colleagues in Australia and Canada as well, and Barbados. So we've talked to large and small departments. We've talked to healthcare facilities and nursing organizations. We've talked with even professional learning companies. So those whose sole purpose is just to provide education. So we really had quite the swath to pull from, which was really helpful moving into this. And I will tell you that the information we were getting from them was consistent no matter the setting, no matter the setting, no matter their experience, no matter their overall goals of an organization. They all expressed a need for tools that were simple and straightforward to use and needed to know how to use them in NPD practice and how to apply those to their practice.
And that's, I think that's part of what was so exciting when you with M&A took that needs assessment data and having such a wide span of feedback from NPD practitioners and nursing professional development teams across the world with a similar need that aligned and correlated with a lot of the needs assessment and feedback that we've received from an organizational perspective as well. And knowing that we as ANPD, as a collective, we had the same identified need, taking advantage of this amazing resource that you spent so much time to create. This was a no-brainer for us to collaborate and make this a possibility for our membership and our non-members to take advantage of.
So, Caroline, I came into this a little late in the game. Jillian just sent me a link to check out these modules. So I was very curious as to what all would be involved with that. So I didn't quite know what to expect. I knew that you had obviously gathered some information about the technology that was out there to help support NPD practitioners in their day-to-day. So again, didn't know what to expect. So when I went in there, I was very impressed with the videos you have in there of yourself talking the NPD practitioner through the videos you have to help them understand how to utilize the software or the different technology that you can find. And it looks to me like a lot of time went into putting this together. Now, I don't know if you are just this amazing person who put it together in 10 minutes and you just make it look like it happened in, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. But tell me a little bit about the amount of time that took.
Well, Jillian can probably confirm based on how long it took me to reply to emails on the weeks I was working on this, that it took a lot of time. I would say it probably took about a full week of my work. About 40 hours of time went into the actual physical creation of it. Obviously, much more time went into the thought behind it and the structure and the design. And our team spent some time talking through different options. We tried to be really mindful about the structure of it so that it progressed in a logical way and gave learners the opportunity to digest in between the different tools and how they all connect and build on each other. But yeah, a lot of time went into it. So glad that was visible.
It was definitely visible. It was an incredible product. That the end product was very, I just think it was wonderful. And now, did you already know how to use this technology prior to doing the research on what you would be putting on the modules?
Yeah, so I'm coming in with a ton of background knowledge. I not only do I come in with a lot of background knowledge, but I come in with a general comfort with technology. Uh-huh. So I'm not afraid to try new things because I'm a digital native. So I came in knowing several of the products already, and then I also was able to quickly learn the ones that I either didn't know or wasn't as familiar with.
Okay, so you knew how to use this. So I'm an NPD practitioner who maybe is not as comfortable with technology, was not born with an iPhone in my hand. So you've saved me. It took you 40 hours and you're comfortable with this. So you've probably saved me 80 hours if I'm okay with technology. And I would say up to 120 hours if I am not very comfortable with technology at all. And I think that's what I was most impressed about, was what a time saver this was going to be for our membership. That was very impressive. And then how well you explained the products. Like, you were very personable. You were simple to the point. I think probably better explaining them to, or explaining them than some of the videos I've ever looked at to teach me something online.
Caroline, can you give us a little insight as to what the modules entail? And I think that'll help us set the stage for, you know, some of the specifics within each of those, the features that they have to offer.
Yeah. So topics. So we designed the course in a format that hopefully is really easy to digest for those who are pretty comfortable and familiar with technology and those who aren't. So there's a ton of information out there. And that was, again, a huge part of what we heard from the NPD practitioners that we work with, is that it's just overwhelming. If you just Google like tech tools to help me do something, it's overwhelming. So we wanted to really break it down into these bite-sized chunks that you could get a sense of what was out there that could be applicable to your practice, but also not bog you down with the details if you didn't need it. And if you weren't going to use it, I didn't really want to waste a ton of time on it, but I wanted to give you enough information that you could move forward and keep using the information to solve questions that would still arise, because obviously there was no way to create an end-all be-all course that would capture everything, because new things are getting developed every day. First, we started with a section about meeting platforms and how to present content to your learners live. And then we went into how to present content to your learners that wasn't live. And then we went into how to manage records, which is really important and often a big part of what the PD associate role does, is helping to manage those records for any kind of coursework that you're doing. And again, that streamline word comes up quite a bit in that segment. We really wanted to focus on how we could maximize resources so that your team isn't spending a lot of time doing extraneous work or doing kind of double the work to record something. And then finally, we get into what we've gotten really great feedback on, which was the learner engagement aspect. And this is where the creativity really comes in. So there are so many options out there, and a lot of what we've heard from a lot of our NPD practitioners is that the first time they heard about some of these tools was their kids coming home and saying, oh, I use that in my class, or oh, I do this. And so their kids pop it up on their phone and can walk them through how to do it. But what we really tried to focus on is how can you put this into practice with nursing professional development and really apply it to programs. And how to do that well, so that it doesn't just feel like you're kind of throwing darts at a wall and hoping that one of them makes your learners feel excited, but how to be really thoughtful about that and apply all of those adult learning principles that we know to guide that practice of making sure that the learners feel connected to what they're learning, making sure that it's digestible information that matters to them. So, and keeping the time at reasonable length so that you aren't just sitting in front of a computer for 4 hours listening to someone give a PowerPoint presentation. And then finally, we talk about the investment side and how to advocate for some of these, which is really the kind of the cherry on top, because what we're finding is that a lot of the NPD practitioners don't know what's around the corner for the next couple years at this point. So they don't know what they're going to need or what they're going to need to advocate for down the line, but they know that their practice is going to look different. So we tried to set up really a blueprint for how you can move through that process and give you a straightforward way to assess, evaluate, and then advocate for changes within your own practice that is adaptable to whatever you may need.
So that, yeah, you've done all this legwork for us, which gives, you know, MPD practitioners a launching pad to explore. And then AMPD again is fortunate enough to joint provide this with the Montana Nurses Association, because that was a need that we shared. So it's a great opportunity for collaboration and learning, which I think probably a lot of MPD practitioners are having to do at this point, because we're all just a little bit out of our element with the things we've been facing over, honestly, almost the last year. Now, I will ask you, so why you've set up this very logical progression throughout your modules and that you just explained. Now, what did you decide went into those modules? How did you decide that you were going to highlight PowerPoint recording or screencast recorder? What made you choose those, and why are those important for right now?
Yeah. So a huge part of it was giving people a variety of tools that met a variety of needs for a variety of skill sets. So I guess the central theme was variety. I didn't feel like it was appropriate to prescribe specific solutions, because what I want NPD practitioners to walk away with is the ability to critically think through their own needs and choose options that are going to be able to fit those needs, as opposed to feeling like I'm giving them this recipe card of what to do next, because I feel like that would only get them so far. And like you said, everything's changing. So I wanted to be sure that this would stand the test of time, honestly. So in that, I typically tried initially to present options that were totally free or were pretty common. So PowerPoint, not technically free, but I don't know if I've come across an organization that doesn't have PowerPoint or something similar to it. So it felt very common. And then moving into kind of the next level of a fairly reasonable cost level, or a pretty user-friendly, somebody who has no experience, the thought of editing a virtual lesson and cutting out parts of a video and making it optimal for online learning is incredibly overwhelming, I would imagine. So I wanted to make sure that people knew that there were options out there that could create really professional looking sessions without a ton of know-how and not overcomplicate it. So those went into most of the picking process, but giving kind of a general introduction to different varieties of options out there, as well as providing guidance.
There are so many different technologies out there. The honest answer is you can't cover them all. You're just kind of giving them a start and, you know, helping them on their way. And that doesn't mean you won't have an advanced tech tool module at some point in time that you look at, right? As people get more comfortable with technology, you would imagine that you can start covering those things. But right now, everybody has to start from this basic foundation and move upward. So you've started everybody from that foundation, which is great. And now your next task that we are assigning you is to go advanced.
No, I think, Caroline, something really important about these modules is that there is so much low-hanging fruit that we don't know about, or we haven't had time to explore, because it can be so overwhelming to navigate options like PowerPoint. That perfect example of many organizations use PowerPoint maybe daily. And did you know that you can record your presentation through PowerPoint itself? You don't need a fancy platform that costs hundreds or thousands of dollars, there's so much at your fingertips that you can tap into at low to no minimal cost. And I'm curious, with all of the experience and exposure that you've had to various tech tools, what would be your biggest piece of advice for the nursing professional development community as it relates to tech tools? And ultimately, what they decide to use for their own practice?
So I think half the battle is just knowing what you're looking for and knowing the jargon to use. So what I've come to realize over the years is that communities and search engines can be your friends. So I had a colleague who used to say, if I'm thinking it, someone else is doing it. So just thinking, like, I kind of approach every moment with that mindset, and we'll go in and search. And that's one thing I do try to do throughout these modules is give people the words that you should be using when talking about these. So knowing the vocabulary is half of that battle. So paying attention to those words, but then really just being flexible and being willing to be creative to solve some of these issues. And again, not trying to retrofit what you would do in a live activity to a virtual experience. You're in an entirely new learning environment. We wouldn't expect you to teach a group of nurses the same way you would teach a group of middle school students. And the same is true here. Like, your learning environment is totally different. So we want learners to walk away with confidence, knowing that it's going to look totally different. It's going to take some risk. It's going to take some trying new things. But if they give it the opportunity to work, and if they're really mindful about how they introduce it, and they aren't just, I think I say it in one of the modules, and I say it to people all the time, of beware of this bling. So there's tons of programs coming out all the time, and they're exciting, and they're new, and they're pretty, and they're shiny. But we don't want you to just implement a new tool to implement it because it's cool. We really, it should be thoughtfully implemented, and it should have gap evidence backing it up, and it should have adult learner principles backing it up, and it should be very clearly meeting your needs. Or it should be an experiment that's very clearly trying to meet those needs. And it may not work, but at least you're going into it with an understanding of how to assess that and how to adjust as time goes on. And we hope that we give you the tools to move forward with that mentality, especially in that learner engagement module. We really try not only to give you this menu of options and how they can be used, but we try to really give you an application-based approach that you hopefully can take with you.
So I think that this really does fall as well into the NPD practitioner's role as a learning facilitator and change agent, learning to use this technology, learning how to implement it, learning how to engage their learners with it. So it really does fall within our roles and responsibilities as outlined by our scope and standards. And I think too, you need to remember this has implications for PD associates as well, from what you had explained to me earlier in the podcast about the role of the PD associate. You have such an integral role in nursing professional development, that this really helps with that too. One of the things I did notice when I was in the course was the opportunity for a formative evaluation that you've put into your course, which was one of the things I was like, oh my goodness, I am going to start doing this with all of our courses, because I am a huge fan of formative evaluation. And normally how I do that during a class when I'm live is I will look at my learners' faces, that their body language, and I will actually ask, how's this going? Am I going too fast? Is this content relevant? But you don't get that kind of opportunity with an online module, and you're not even online live at the time. So it's just an online module that they're watching, and you have built this in. Can you tell me a little bit about that formative evaluation you have plugged into these?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the first, I think the first conversation Jillian and I had too when we were trying to merge it with ANPD's capability, their learner management capabilities. Yeah, so it's critical. What we think about ANPD's annual convention, what's the number one thing people tell you about what they get out of it? And it's that ignition of passion, because they're there with other practitioners and they're talking and they're excited and they feel like they're part of a community, and the convention kind of facilitates this environment where they can have a lot of conversations and build that community. And we found that that's very critical to making people feel like they are not just this lone wolf. And during virtual experiences, a lot of times we can lose that community because everybody's kind of in their own little pocket. So what we did was create comment boards or discussion boards throughout all of these modules so that learners could really take advantage of that community and get ideas from each other about, you know, we ask multiple times throughout it, have you used anything like this? How have you used it? What has it helped with? What have you learned from that? Which not only helps us as educators figure out, hey, what's the next need that we need to be addressing? How can we augment this course maybe to add something else? But then gives learners that sense of community and makes them feel like they're not alone drowning in this ocean trying to figure out how to give these learners a fighting chance at retaining information and not just sitting in front of a learner management system for 6 hours a day, which we found is not effective.
Wow, I'm just so impressed with just how much thought you've put into this entire project. And again, having viewed the modules, they just came out wonderfully. And I'm super excited for our members to be able to access these tools. So Caroline, do you have any other final thoughts for us today?
I just hope that people get as much out of them as I got making them. I loved it. It was such a fun project. And more than anything, I really hope that people engage and take part in those discussion boards that we just talked about, because they are going to help all of us. So we want to hear your thoughts, and we want to know how we can continue to support NPD practitioners through fairly unpredictable times.
Caroline, thank you so much for joining Jen and I today. And listeners, we encourage you to take advantage of the Tech Tools program that we have spent the last several minutes talking about. And there are some resources I'd like to point you to as well. So Tech Tools is now live. ANPD has successfully launched this course, and it is available for purchase for members and non-members. However, as an ANPD member, you definitely have discounted pricing for not only individual modules, but the package as a whole. Tech Tools is a 5-module learner-paced program that explores how the use of a variety of tech tools can enhance effectiveness, promote efficiency, and ultimately engage your learners. This package is available on ANPD's online store, as well as a number of other resources, one of which is a recorded webinar that Caroline and I had an opportunity to collaborate and record at the start of the pandemic, towards the end of March, entitled Tap into Technology Using Videos and QR Codes to Make Education More Accessible. That too is available in ANPD's online store in the recorded webinar section. For our PD associates, we have so many opportunities for you as well. And for those NPD practitioner team members who are interested in optimizing and leveraging the role of the PD associate, we invite you to participate in our quarterly updates. Our next quarterly update is scheduled for February 25th, 2021, and you can find all details related to the PD Associate on the PD Associate webpage available through www.anpd.org through the Tools and Resources tab. And then finally, I am so excited to plug our 2021 ANPD convention, which is planned to be an in-person, but also a hybrid virtual experience where there will certainly be a number of sessions related to optimizing tech tools in this new environment for our learners. I also want to direct all of you to our podcast discussion forum. Feel free to post your comments, your questions regarding this topic, and you can access that through the Tools and Resources tab at www.anpd.org. Don't forget, tag us through social media when you listen to our podcast. We'd love to hear your feedback there as well. Use hashtag NPD Soundbites. You can listen to our podcast series by subscribing to the NPD Forecast NPD Soundbites on the ANPD website, but also through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Thank you all for listening. This NPD Forecast series analyzes information gathered through environmental scanning. Our goal at ANPD is to be your leading resource for NPD practice. We would love to hear from you and encourage you to post podcast topic recommendations in the podcast discussion forum available on our website. Thanks for listening. For more information, visit our website at anpd.org.